I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The water crisis in North Bennington has drawn the attention to the chemical PFOA. The suspected carcinogen has been detected in 5 private wells in North Bennington. The chemical was used for decades before it was phased out, and it was potentially used all over the state. Now Vermont's officials are setting their sights beyond North Bennington to see if the contaminant shows up in other water sources. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
The Warren Wire Company in Pownal manufactured Teflon-coated wire. The former factory is just one of the sites Vermont health and environmental officials are eyeing as they begin to investigate PFOA contamination around the state.
We are right now making a plan for testing outside of North Bennington.
That's Alyssa Shuren, commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Shuren and her team have been pretty busy in North Bennington, tracking down every private well within a mile and a half of the former ChemFab factory, which is the suspected source of the dangerous chemical. But there's a new challenge emerging as state officials try to discover other sources of potential PFOA contamination.
We are taking a few people and looking into, where are there other industries that may have created similar type products? You know, we're going to track down every lead, as well as we're going to work proactively to pull together a list of other industries where we might find these chemicals, and then we'll do some sampling in those areas as well.
PFOA was useful in a range of manufacturing processes because it allowed companies to apply a variety of different chemicals to surfaces. It was in firefighter foam, and it was used to put Teflon on cooking utensils, waterproof materials on Gore-Tex, and flame retardants onto carpet and clothing. At ChemFab in North Bennington, the chemical was used to apply protective coatings onto fabric. Janet Foley is a chemistry professor at Bennington College. She says PFOA was widely used because it had so many applications. The chemical was thought to be safe and was unregulated. So after the process was complete, the PFOA simply went up smokestacks or was washed away in water. Foley says the wide-ranging applications of PFOA mean it will likely turn up across Vermont, as it has around the country.
You make these great things, you know, you make your stain-resistant carpets, your fancy waterproof gear, and everyone loves that. But it has to be made. This chemical is used in thousands of things.
When scientists discovered that PFOA might be a carcinogen, the EPA tested public water supplies nationwide. Between 2013 and 2015, 10 public water supplies were tested in Vermont, and PFOA wasn't detected in any of the systems. David Bond is the associate director of the Center for the Advancement of Public Action at Bennington College. He says the situation in North Bennington highlights just how challenging it will be to conduct statewide water safety tests.
It's an impossible task. We need smarter maps. We need to sort of know how to focus our resources on where we suspect problems might be, and a better sort of regime of tests and questions for those sites in a focused way. We haven't done that up to this point. I think this is one of the things we're beginning to learn, is that, you know, figure out where PFOA was and begin to ask lots of questions around those sites.
Small manufacturers come and go, and they can leave behind a toxic legacy. The chemicals remain hidden in the environment, and when the water testing is done in North Bennington, the state will start looking for it elsewhere. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.